Macmillan Audio presents The Devil in America by Kai Ashanti Wilson. Read for you by Janina Edwards. For My Father. 1955. Emmett Till. Sure, I remember. Your great-grandfather, sitting at the table with the paper spread out, looked up and said something to Grandma. She looked over my way and made me leave the room. Emmett Till. In high school, I had a friend everybody called Underdog. One afternoon, 1967, Underdog was standing on some corner, and the police came round and beat him with nightsticks. No reason. Underdog thought he might get some respect if he joined up for Vietnam. But a sergeant in basic training was calling him everything but his name. Nigger this, nigger that. And Underdog went and complained. Got thrown in the brig. So he ended up going to Vietnam with just a couple weeks training. Soon after, he came home in a body bag. In Miami, a bunch of white cops beat to death a man named Arthur McDuffie with heavy flashlights. He was 6 or 7, so 1979. The cops banged up his motorcycle, trying to make killing him look like a crash. Acquitted, of course. Then Amadou Diallo, 1999. Sean Bell, 2006. You must know more about all the New York murders than I do. Trayvon this year. Every year it's one we hear about, and God knows how many just the family mourns. Dad. 1877, August 23. "'Tis all right if I take a candle, ma'am," Easter said. Her mother bent over at the black iron stove and lifted another smoking hot pan of cornbread from the oven. Ma'am just hummed, meaning, go ahead. Easter came wide around her mother, wide around the sizzling skillet, and with the ramrod of brother's old rifle, hooked up the front left burner. She left the ramrod behind the stove, plucked the candle from the fumbling, strengthless grip of her ruined hand, and dipped it wick first into flame. Through the good glass window in the wall behind the stove, the night was dark. It was soot and shadows. Even the many-colored chilies and bright little pumpkins in Mam's back garden couldn't be made out. A full supper plate in her good hand, lit candle in the other, Easter had a time getting the front door open, then out on the porch, and shutting back the door without dropping any food. Then, anyhow, the swinging of the door made the candle flame dance fearfully low, just as wind gusted up too, so her light flickered way down and went out. Shoot. Easter didn't say the curse word aloud. She mouthed it.
Light it back for me, angels,
Easter whispered.
Please.
The wick flared bright again. No moon, no stars. The night sky was clouded over. Easter hoped it wasn't trying to storm with a church picnic tomorrow. She crossed the yard to the edge of the woods where brother waited. A big old dog. He crouched down, leapt up, down and up again, barking excitedly, just as though he were some little puppy dog.
Well, hold your horses, Easter said. I'm coming.
She met him at the yard's end and dumped the full plate over, all her supper falling to the ground. Brother's head went right down, tail just a wagon.
Careful, brother, Easter said. You watch them chicken bones.
Then, hearing the crack of bones, she knelt and snatched ragged shards right out of the huge dog's mouth. Brother whined and licked her hand and dropped his head right back to buttered mashed yams. Easter visited with him a while, telling her new secrets, her latest sins, and when he'd sniffed out the last morsels of supper, brother listened to her with what anybody would have agreed was deep love, full attention.
Well, let me get on, she said at last, and sighed. Gotta check on the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?